This is Karen Rivera, WRPR News. As the election heats up in its final month, students at RAMPO have become active in getting fellow peers to register and vote. However, for many students, voting itself has become a whole issue as they weigh in on their reasons and how they should vote, whether through absentee ballots or going home. Tom Ng, a member of the American Democracy Project and student trustee, tells us the reasons for active voter registration.
Myself, as a student trustee, have teamed up with the Student Government Association in trying to raise awareness about the issues of higher education. That directly ties into the voter registration for several reasons. By getting students to register to vote, legislators would be more likely to listen to us.
At Ramapo, many students have the possibility to drive home and vote, but some can't, such as 21-year-old Celia Quinnett.
Are you voting by absentee ballot or going home to vote?
I'm voting by absentee ballot.
Where do you live?
I live in Ocean City, New Jersey. It's about 3 hours from Mahwah. It would be possible, but I don't have a car and it's too long of a drive for me to drive all the way home just to vote.
However, students must always be registered first before casting their vote by an absentee ballot or in a voting booth on election day. The registration deadline in New Jersey is 3 weeks before the election. But it doesn't matter how you vote. It's why you vote, and Quinnett shared her reasons with WRPR.
Considering that I'm going to be graduating from college soon and entering into the world where the economy is going to really matter, and college is kind of like this fake world to me right now, but pretty soon it's going to be my future that I'm trying to take care of, so I feel like I need to vote in order to have my voice heard and have the future go more the way I would want it to go.
I'm Karen Rivera, WRPR News, urging you to exercise your rights.